We have set sail from Lothinlot and found a floating casino on the sea. I don't know much about gambling, but I know about destiny. And I, Gillian Tidestrider, am going all in on number 7, for it is my destiny to win big in roulette. Go forth, my gamble balls, and just roll with it!
Welcome back to Just Roll With It. I'm Grizzly, your DM. Can't swear in the beginning for a minute.
I'm Bizzly and I play Chip.
I'm Condi and I play Jay.
I'm Charlie. You may know me as Slimesicle, or maybe you know me as Gillian Tidestrider.
Doubt it. You guys ready to gamble?
Yeah, I'm ready to lose it all, baby.
Okay.
I'm ready to risk it all. I'm ready to lose it all.
Charlie, okay. Charlie, can you lend me like $100 today? I just don't have the money for this gambling thing.
I'll get nickel. I'll pay you back.
You'll
man.
Pay
you
me know, back. Like, You'll
I,
pay me
I,
back.
I remortgaged my house.
Okay, because my neighbor was actually saying you asked him the same question, and he hasn't
seen
you around.
Oh yeah, no, I
a
also,
bit.
Yeah, you know, I moved away, because he was looking for me so much, and it made me very uncomfortable.
Tell you what, I'll do you better than giving you $100. Here's this kit of essential oils. All right.
Oh.
If you can get 3 of your friends, start the fucking episode.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know, if you do lose money in the game, you do lose it in real life.
Go check out our Patreon. We're gonna need it after this one.
Where we last left off, the 3 of you, Chip, Jay, and Gillian, celebrated freeing the island of Lothinlot from its curse of perpetual laughter. After a massive party spanning across the entire town, you were rewarded with a brand new ship and once again set out to continue your pirating life on the high seas. During your travels, mail was delivered by the Dolphin Postal Service, and from the news pamphlets you learned that you were all now wanted pirates and were given bounties to be captured. On one of the wanted posters delivered
Someone
with the news,
wants us.
You learned of some other pirates, one of them being worth much more than the rest of you. After a few nights and days of peaceful travel and some high-stakes chess games, Jay experienced a chain of night terrors that left her less than well-rested. On this evening, where your ship crossed paths with an extravagant attraction here in the Royal Ocean, you all ran to the ends of the ship, gazing your eyes on a structure of gold. A narrow drawbridge extended from its entrance, lights illuminating the sides as if it were laying out the red carpet for you all. And that is where we pick back up for this episode.
Oh, let's fucking go!
Woo! So,
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Chip grabs all of your money from the bottom.
Did he grab all of our money or just his money?
Oh, no. I grabbed as much money as I could possibly fit into my pockets, pants, underwear, wherever I could put that shit, it is, and it is falling out as I run into onto
I'll help him. I'll help him. We'll sail faster without it.
All right. So as you all run down this runway, you see 2 more bright signs light up under the large casino sign in sync with the sounds of drums and brass instruments coming from inside this building. One that says blue and the other saying Royale. Approaching the front entrance, you look up and you can't see past the tall silver doors that are reflecting the different colored lights that wrap around this building, and it gives the door this prismatic appearance. You guys go to reach for the knobs, but you come to an impasse with a muscular arm and a black suit. And you guys notice there's a bouncer on each side, both having humanoid bodies, but large shark heads with dark pointed shades on the snout. The one that reaches arm out says, "No way, Jose. Can't enter in those threads." And then he points to a side entrance with a large sign that says dress.
Like giving us free clothing?
I think I'm dressed fine.
It's always on the house, the other one says.
Your ice, it's melted. You're not dripping anymore.
Oh no, I use shape water to create him new ice.
Sure, whatever, man.
Sick.
What do you guys do?
Keep it frosty. I created. I created him a sick Rolex out of ice.
Okay.
How about now? Am I rocking it? Yeah.
He looks. Yeah, I got the watch. He looks you up and down with the white shirt, black suspenders.
Nope.
Check the time, Chip. It's time to win it all.
All right.
Says
at that point,
on the watch. It just says. It just says.
At that point, I'll go into the little room, yeah. The little side entrance.
Okay. Yeah, I go in there. I look for threads.
I'm looking for some threads.
Okay. Whole threads. Fresh. Yeah. I only see whole clothes.
You guys walk into this room. It's like a giant walk-in closet that stretches from the entrance all the way down to the other side, like the front end of the boat. It's huge. It's just two like walls of clothing that you guys can pick from and literally put together whatever you want. But it's all fancy, okay. Dress up, like suits, leather, blah, blah, blah. You know, like the fancy attire.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a montage.
Montage. Okay. So is okay, you guys want to describe your montage at all? Help each other out?
I want Gillian to be walking out in different, like, strange tribal clothes, and it's just Chip and Jay sitting back, like, nodding.
This is the ceremonial dress of my people.
Yeah, it's I don't know if offensive. That's gonna work here.
I'm just drenched. Got like fucking just sea stars sucking on me. All right.
No,
how about,
I think you
how
need
about
something
this?
More like this.
Oh.
And we pull out two completely different things.
What do you have?
I have like a regular suit.
I pull out a kelp G-string. What do you pull out?
Oh.
I want to pull out one of those shirts that's really big and it looks like it's like a bikini.
It's a leotard of seaweed.
They have so many seaweed-based clothing.
It's weird. Hey, I pull out fucking sea star nipple tassels, throw them out. And then finally, I come out in my final suit to see what they have to think about it. It's this kind of like, it almost looks like it's this royal blue with some white accents. It's got those little poofies. With that kind of the flair to it, it's cuffed off and it has gold embellishments on the end as you see this flowing cape as well as a cross, the vest that it has and these different golden buttons.
Hmm. Yeah.
How is this?
Wow, yeah, that looks great.
Think
actually,
it'll work.
Yeah.
Look longingly at the kelp G-string and...
Yeah, I bring your head away from it.
If it is what is normal here, then it is what I will do.
So as you guys finally help Gillian put on his outfit, the three of you in some strange slow motion burst the doors open and walk in unison towards the big silver doors.
What are they wearing?
What are the others? What are you guys wearing as you walk together into the entrance?
Bizzle, you go ahead first. Yeah,
so Chip is going to step out looking mighty dapper. He's wearing a full suit that's a light blue with these like orange little goldfish all over it, and it's got these different wave patterns all over it. The same pattern on the tie, and he's just dripping. He's got that ice watch. He's got an ice chain. He's looking good.
It's like looking at the
dapper.
It's like looking at the sun.
And his hair is like gelled back.
Man, built like an iceberg. That sunk the Titanic. What about Jay?
It's so busy. I feel like my eyes can't render it.
So she's got a dress on that she's got kind of like the frills all the way down to her about forearm, mm-hmm. right around here, and not covering shoulders. It's a nice deep red, kind of sparkly kind of deal. Ooh. With a little there's like a mid part halfway down the dress that is like a darker red, very glittery, with some kind of golden ornaments around it. And the frills on the bottom of the dress are more golden as well.
Right on.
And she's in high heels.
Fuck yeah.
You know, we're going with it.
My people Woo! Saw me, they would fully disown me.
Well, let's hope we don't see them in here.
Okay, so coming into the casino, all of your senses feel an immediate rush of excitement and extravaganza with a fruity, gingery smell that just surrounds all of you. The shape of the interior is hexagonal with not a single inch of empty space in any direction that you look. It's seemingly split into sections of different attractions, but currently, you three stand at the entrance on the red carpet that cuts down the middle of the entire room. At the very end, passing a circular receptionist counter in the center, you see an elevator. You have a split second to take all of this in before hearing a loud cheer nearby, noticing a huge crowd surrounding an ongoing gamble.
What's going on over there?
What is happening?
It's a big rush.
You're in shock.
Woo! You hear from the distance.
A casino. There's got to be someone gambling.
Wait,
over
Gil,
there.
Have you ever gambled before, Gil?
My life many times against villains. Is this similar?
This
kinda.
Is money.
But yeah, money.
I use divine sense to see if there's any good or evil in this casino.
Okay.
DM, it's time for you to tell the audience if gambling is objectively evil or not.
Okay.
What is it? What vibes?
You're looking around and you cast divine sense to see if there's any good or evil.
I've heard of the evil of gambling.
You see many different humanoid figures, all of them having at least the employees, the ones that are wearing like these sparkling red and pink and blue leotards with feathers on the ends of their arms, except they all have like different aquatic animal heads. And so it's a bit jarring at first, but to you it doesn't matter.
I'm into it.
You don't sense anything from any of the people in here, any kind of evil.
Sex.
You just get little blips of that energy from some of the machines and attractions that are nearby.
That's funny.
So what do you guys do? Do you head towards that crowd?
Yeah.
I'd like to, yeah.
I'm going to put my arm around Gil's shoulder and say, all right, watch closely what this guy's doing. Because we're going to do that.
I want to take his hand like a toddler. lightly grip his hand and fucking looking around.
Okay.
It's all right, buddy. I know it's a lot to take in.
So much stimuli.
You've seen shows from where you're from, Gillian, but this is just on a
different
whole
man.
Different level.
I'm in it. I'm in it now.
All right. You head towards the crowd that had that... that had that loud cheer nearby. You make your way through and you see another humanoid figure behind a half circular table with a green top, this time with a large fish head, just a normal fish head. It's blue in color. And he wears a black vest over fancy attire. And on the other side of this table, arms on the table, leaning forward with the palm, you know, like the hands together.
Oh.
Ram Bronboo!
Hi!
Let's go!
If you'd like to introduce and describe your character, this is where you are.
So you see a dragonborn, a very, very tall dragonborn. You see him wearing a pink suit that seems that it was made bigger, as because it was usually a size small, but has in fact been enlarged with just a lot of patches everywhere. You can see that he came in. He's wearing it over his clothes, which means that he probably came in very poor, but is now extremely rich due to, well, gambling.
Oh my god! Holy shit!
It seems like he has not left that chair for, well, hours.
Surrounding
he's just simmering.
Are different.
Does he have an odor? Is there an odor coming from him in any way?
Don't ask him.
It's important to know. I'm trying to get in the scene, man.
I mean, you can definitely smell something. I mean, he has been sitting in the chair for quite a while.
I smell victory in the air.
No, I think that's just that guy.
Smells like luck. Surrounding him are tons of people. He's got like two of these female with fish heads, of course, on like both sides of the shoulder, leaning in and like kissing the dice. Actually, in the middle of the game right now is where you are. Would you like to say your name of your character?
Yes, my name is Clorton.
Okay,
let's go, Clorton.
I like to imagine that he just said it out loud. My name is Clorton. I'm
you
gonna take all your money.
Are in the middle of a dice-based blackjack. And you have won repeatedly, like over 20 times in a row in the last few
Holy
hours.
Shit.
This is currently a very large bet. It's not close to going all in, but if you win this, it's gonna triple your current amount of chips and gold next to you. So go ahead and roll a D4 and a D6 for me.
All right.
Lose it all.
Let's do this thing.
Lose it all.
Lose it all.
D6
first roll,
and D4.
First roll of the episode,
Let's
man.
Do
Let's
this.
See.
Wait, is that
okay.
good?
That's actually right. Not bad.
You got 2 4s.
That isn't too bad.
Right?
Okay. With the way that this game works in particular, I don't know if you guys have ever played blackjack, but for this one specifically, you want to roll a D6 and a D4, and you want to get close to having a total of 10 greater than the dealer's hand. He also rolls. He only rolls the D6 in front of you where you can see it, which I roll right now. and he keeps his D4 hidden.
Oh, shit.
From you.
Ooh.
So you want to get close to 10.
Oh.
As close to 10 as possible, while also having a higher... basically, you just want to have a higher roll. You want to have a higher total than the dealer.
10 in this case is the 21 that you'd have in blackjack, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That is right.
I've never gambled before. I don't know.
Gillian is usually pretty moist, but now more so.
You can either choose to stand with your number that you rolled at first, or you can hit with a D4. Okay. Basically, rolling a D4 to raise the total.
The dealer rolled a 5, right? Out there.
That's what you see. Yeah. You see that he rolled a 5 with his D6, but you don't know what the other number is.
What battle is this?
Do you stand?
I'll stay.
Okay.
Smart plan.
I'll stand.
The dealer, from behind his back, shows the D4 in his hand and opens it up, and you see that his total only equaled 7.
Oh!
A large cheer as you have again won against this dealer, and he just says, "That luck is untouchable, baby." From that fish head.
Hey, how many times has this guy won in a row now?
I don't know, but I think we should take his chips.
I think so too.
As the crowd erupts in a cheer, you see a waitress start to approach. She's got this very skin tight, red, sparkly dress on, with fishnets on the human legs, and her head is of humanoid nature, but her hair, instead of being, you know, locks of like threads of hair, it's just a very large, glowing red, blue, and orange jellyfish that kind of takes the place.
That's cool.
She has this giant tray of these drinks that have little lobster tails hanging off the side of the glass, and she puts it in the middle of the whole crowd and says, "Darlings, I have refreshments on the house, of course." And you just see people to start grabbing them. Most likely including...
They are character on the table, Rhonda. But I will take them.
I don't break eye contact with Clorton's chips, and I just grab one and I start sipping and plotting.
Okay. Clorton, you would know this to be the famous lobster cocktail.
Lobster cocktail.
Take
it in. So Chip grabs one, starts drinking. What about Jay and Gillian and Clorton, of course? You have a choice. Somewhat. You just feel like you really like this and you want to.
I'm gonna not drink. No.
I take the lobster tail off one of the drinks and just full eat it.
Okay.
Are you crunching everything?
Are you crunching the tail?
Yeah, I just crunch the whole thing.
Gillian, you're not supposed to eat the tail.
Perhaps I'll have another. It's very good.
You're supposed to drink it. Oh, no.
Actually, you know what? Keep doing what you're doing.
Jay, you said you're not going to drink one?
Yeah, I'm not going to drink one.
Bro, the jacket is already killing me. I'm already dying. I gotta submit. I'm sorry.
We lost one.
Oh, man.
I'm not strong enough.
All right.
We'll carry
should
on.
We, should we speak it. With this champion of this casino?
I don't know.
I mean,
you could speak to him, or you could speak to him when his back's turned.
Sounds good.
Sneaky.
I walk over to Clorton.
Oh no.
I walk behind the other way.
Oh no. I'm gonna accidentally scam him. Fellow champion, my name is Gillian Tidestrider. What are these glory discs? I look over at the chips.
The more you have, the more money you have, and the more people just crowd around you for some
I
reason.
See, I see. Fighting for glory and fame, I can respect it.
I mean, not really glory or fame, pretty much just money. Just money, really.
The red-dressed woman waitress that comes up to you, Jay, and says, "Come on, darling, are you that scared to turn down a free drink?" She just hands you a
glass.
I just
feel like I should be sober for today, you know?
Oh, that's no way to have fun in a place where you just take risks and let loose.
How about I take some risks and then I drink when I feel better about the risks I'm taking?
I eat another lobster.
Okay. I'm gonna sit down at the blackjack table.
I want to take his chips while he's talking to Gillian. I really want to take at least a handful. All
right, make a sleight of hand check.
Okay.
And Clorton, make a perception check against his sleight of hand.
Okay.
Oh.
That's a four. That is a four.
You don't see that. You don't see it.
Oh, Chip is I see you are a sharer. Wait,
what does that? What does that mean? I'm a sharer.
It's very generous of you.
Very generous.
To share the chips with my friend Chip.
I look up. Hey. Wait. What are you doing over there?
What? Oh, nothing. I'm just sitting here drinking my drink.
That's not merely. That's okay. Not at all what he sounds like. By the way,
killing a chip.
He's doing something.
All right, fine. I'd throw him back out on the table.
Wow, you gave in incredibly easily, actually.
Yeah,
chip. Home run.
You really just did not try to keep the chips that you stole, huh? I mean.
So who just won? Who just won that?
I think I just won that actually. Yeah, yeah.
I am beginning to understand gambling.
You should try it. I mean, it's pretty fun. I mean, I've been winning a lot, so I mean, it's obvious that you can probably
really?
Win as well.
Yep.
Yeah,
you
really
so
think
you're
so?
Not...
I think so, honestly. If you have no idea what you're doing, that makes it 10 times easier.
So you're not doing anything, like you're just playing the game normally?
I am rolling and figuring things out as I go, honestly. I sat down at this table not knowing what I'm doing, and I'm going to leave this table not knowing what I'm doing.
That's the spirit, baby. The dealer says as you sit down. Jay, you said you sit down at the blackjack table?
Yeah, I'm going to sit
down.
Dude,
I'm fucking into this. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well,
so...
I suppose it is my destiny.
I would say one at a time, you can play against the dealer, but it's a 10 GP buy-in. So if you want to play, baby, you got to pay, baby. 10 gold pieces or 10 chips.
I want to go in. I'm feeling the gambling spirit today. I'm going at 100 gold. All
right. So you guys see Jay just take a plop right down on the stool where Clorton was at first. Roll a D6 and a D4.
Check out this. This is going to be awesome.
Worried for you.
That's a 6. 5 plus 1.
Ooh.
Mm.
That's
exactly
like right
where
in the middle,
I want.
Man.
That's
like
right where I
middle.
Want to be. That's right Clorton where I want to
this,
be.
Clorton is this good.
The dealer
are
rolls.
The dots good.
I think so.
The dealer rolls a D6 down his arm, and it just kind of gently rolls off the tips of his fingers and onto the table. Looks really cool.
Oh my god, he's so cool.
And you see that he rolls a 3.
Okay. I'm gonna roll again. I'm gonna roll the dice.
You gonna hit?
See
sorry,
what
it's a,
fate,
it's a,
yeah,
it's a D4.
Me. Oh, this sucks.
Oh.
I got a 1.
Oh, shit. Oh.
That brings your total up to 7?
Yes. I think I can hit one more time, technically, if it's by same blackjack rules.
I'm pretty sure you can hit as much as you want, but if you go over
you're
10,
right.
You bust.
Hit until victory is achieved. The enemy
so,
lies
you're
defeated.
So right, Gil.
You see the dealer roll behind him as if to hit as well.
Okay, I hit again. I got a 2.
So we're at 9?
So that's 9 total. Yeah.
That's good, right?
Yeah, I'm chilling there. I'm chilling. I'm staying there. Yeah, yeah.
Hit again.
No, what? Are you crazy?
You're staying?
Do it.
I'm staying.
No, don't do it.
The dealer reveals that he rolled a 6, then hit to get to a 7. No, sorry. He basically just ended up at 10. So he's right above you.
Bitch.
He's one right above you.
I told you.
Nice.
Let me roll a d4 just to see what the fate would have given me. Oh, my life sucks!
It would have been a 1!
You literally rolled a 1!
Oh, fuck.
You bust
always
and you lose your
chip.
10 gold pieces. Better luck
I
next
stare.
Time, baby.
Hey,
didn't he bet
100? One of those drinks now. Yeah, I did.
You bet 100?
No, I bet 100.
All right, mark down on your sheet. Minus 100 gold.
I already marked that sheet.
Jay, I shall win you back that. And
I can
much
use
more.
One of those drinks. I need one of those drinks.
I want to put down 200 right. gold pieces.
Yep, the waitress comes back, hands you one of the drinks, the lobster cocktail, and you see
it's gone
that she's
instantly.
Got... Oh, instantly? You see that on her dress is a tiny little name tag that just says Karina.
Hmm.
No worries, darling. You'll get them next time. And then she walks away.
I look over at Clorton. I don't understand the value of these, and I dump 200 gold pieces onto the table.
Oh. Don't understand. You should probably... Never mind. You know what?
Would
it's
I
fine.
Understand the value of battle? And I'm gonna
yes.
Play some fucking blackjack, baby.
D6 and a D4, roll it!
Can I cast Guidance on myself, or is that not at all how this works?
Sleight of hand check if you're gonna do that.
Oh no, if it's... okay, I wouldn't know it's cheating, so I'm gonna try anyway. It is my destiny to get to the 10. And I cast Minor Prophecy on myself so I can add a d4, which I don't know what that means in this fucking net all, but I'm going to roll these.
Okay. Noted.
Maybe you have advantage. I don't
know. Anyway, I got 1 plus 1 is 2.
You see that the dealer's d6 in front of you is also a 2. So you can choose to hit with a d4, or you can choose to stay.
I hit.
Hit with
you
a
say d4. I put my hand on my sword. What do I hit?
I just like take
hit
my hand.
Table,
no.
Hit the table with your hand. Like knock.
Okay.
Don't hit anything.
An unarmed
whoa,
strike.
Whoa. No need to get physical.
I wish to hit.
Roll a d4. You gotta just roll another d4.
Gil, okay. I don't know if gambling is for you. It seems like you're getting a little.
I got a 2.
Okay.
All right, that brings you up to 4 total.
But my destiny is to get to 10.
Gonna hit?
I look around. May I hit again?
Yeah, do it.
Multi-attack. I got a 4. 8, right?
Yep, that puts you at 8.
Interesting. Is this good?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty good, yeah.
Is it the best?
No, not the best. Yeah,
I roll again.
It's pretty good. Oh.
Okay. You bust.
Oh.
You bust. You rolled a 4. It's 8 plus 4. You bust.
A 12. What are you doing with that?
Unfortunately, you pushed your luck too many times again. And he reveals to see what he rolled. He actually got up. At first, he started at a 2, went to a 6, and then went to a 10.
Great. Bruh. Clorton, can you do it again? 1 second. I'm just...
Want me to do it again?
Well,
yeah. I need to see how you do it.
Okay. Here, I'll just bet like okay. I'll bet about 50.
You have about like 5,000 gold.
Our ship will sail much faster and swifter without so much gold.
You have briefcases of chips nearby.
Good thing.
Yeah. Okay. Here, I'll just bet 50 for now. You know, just to show you guys what's going on.
Just 50.
All right.
Just 50.
Roll D4 and a D6.
All right.
There's pain in Jane's eyes.
Ah, 4. Ah. Rats. Okay, you know what? That's fine.
I start like rubbing Clorton's shoulders, like I'm like fucking amping him up. You've got this, Clorton.
Okay.
Big numbers.
Mm, okay. I'll hit again. Ah.
Go ahead.
That's a 1. So I have 5 now. Okay.
Okay. You see the dealer hits
behind
him?
Okay. I will
slow
hit one more time.
You've got it.
Oh. Okay, that's
Isn't
a
that
9. That's a 9.
Oh, 9.
Is it a 9?
Okay.
Mm.
Very strong.
You know what? I'll stay.
All right.
How does he do it?
That's Clorton for you, I think.
The dealer takes the dice from the little counter behind him and then reveals to show that he only managed to stay at an 8. And he shakes his head. God damn it, Clorton. We'll be here all night. You double your money and now you
yes
get 100 gold
that
back.
Is Clorton.
Please, buddy. Anybody can do that, all right? You're just rolling some dice.
Are you all gonna try the place?
Step aside here, Clorton. Here we go. All right.
Oh, Jesus, man.
I wanna sit down at the table and I wanna look at this blackjack dealer. I wanna assess his demeanor. I wanna
roll
look
an
his
insight
eyes.
Check.
I want a soul read. Okay.
You look into his bulbous fish eyes.
I look at those bulbs. I have a minus 1 and I just rolled a 3, so that's a 2.
Yeah, holy it looks shit. Like a, he looks like a talking fish to you, and you actually, for a second, you're looking directly at this man, this fish head, and then your vision starts to wiggle. And as Chip sits down at the blackjack table, I need everybody to roll a charisma saving throw.
Oh, fuck!
Okay.
Oh, good, I'm awesome at that.
Getting right
really.
Into
oh,
it, man.
6.
Alright.
12.
3.
17.
Of course, Gillian.
I eat another lobster!
I don't think you're supposed to. Okay.
They fueled me.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The three of you, everybody except for Gillian.
No.
Suddenly, as you're staring at this fish man, his features start to wiggle and then change, and then suddenly you're not looking at a fish man, but a handsome human with a handlebar mustache.
Whoa.
And you, the three of you, except for Gillian. Gillian, everything for you stays the exact same. But you feel...
This fish man disturbs me less than a normal human would. Very comfortable.
You feel compelled to stay in the casino and have fun and take risks. You don't want to leave anymore. You're having a ton of fun. You guys feel...
You know, I suddenly feel like
looser.
I'm having so much fun, and I never want to leave, and I just want to spend all my money, every cent of it.
And all of the employees now look normal.
I completely agree.
Yeah! I want to lean over and be like, you know, I was thinking this was, you know, looking a little fishy, but not so much anymore.
No, he's not fishy at all. Look at him. He's got a handlebar mustache.
Completely normal. I say as I just look at this big fucking fish guy.
Nothing fishy at all. Nothing fishy.
Yeah, finally, no, no. Something all right, that
let's
makes
do it.
Sense.
Six and a four?
D64. Yep, roll a D6 and a D4.
Bro, I thought you just said you got a six
let's
and a four.
Let's roll them, baby.
Holy shit.
Five.
All right, five total. You see the dealer rolls out. Much more handsome looking now. A five with a D6.
God.
He's good. He's good. But I'm better. Blow him, baby.
Hit.
Hold up.
I spit on him.
All right, D4 would hit.
Sorry, I get them mixed up sometimes.
Okay.
No, it's okay. They're well lubricated now.
That's three, so I'm up to an eight.
You're up to an eight?
Mm-hmm. Eight.
This is the same impasse that fooled me, Chip.
A dealer doesn't budge. Shoulders.
What would Chip do?
What would you like to do, baby? Stay or hit it again?
Be the Chip that will be remembered tomorrow.
Normally, I'd stay.
Are you feeling lucky?
Something about that mustache. It's gotten me feeling lucky. Let's hit it again!
Okay.
Fuck are you talking about?
10!
You get a 10 and you win!
Oh my god!
The dealer reveals that he stayed at an 8, and you, for the first time since Clorton, have won against the dealer at blackjack.
I
want to
chest bump the nearest person and start dancing.
Okay, yeah, you can chest bump the nearest person. You chest bump Clorton.
Let's go. Whoa.
Yeah, nice, awesome. Yeah.
Try that, Clorton.
I also chest bump Clorton.
Okay, yeah,
all right. So all of you except for Gillian are just compelled to go around and spend a bunch of money.
How's Clorton's chest?
It's
a strong guy?
Yeah.
Strong guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good chest you have on your shoulders.
Thank you.
Good
thank
shoulder.
You.
Good.
Wait, okay, wait. Let's talk to you.
Walk away and start dancing as well.
Oh, there he goes. Okay.
So what kind of stuff is around here?
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Grizzly.
As you guys are walking around dancing, there is actually
I have
a section.
My arms flat to my side, just wiggling back and forth.
Clorton, do you go with them?
Mm-hmm.
New people? One of the first
guys
you've ever seen win at blackjack besides you.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I just decide to, like, finally, like, peel myself from the chairs and just, like, as I, like, get up, just like, okay. And I grab, like, the two, like, briefcases and I just kind of walk with them.
Yeah.
That is fucking awesome.
I want to put my arm around Clorton and start, like, telling him how it's done. Like, super big shot, like, see, it's all in the roll of the dice, right? You really just got to get the right angle, you know, on the wrist. You know?
Angle of the wrist, so like,
this,
so
like,
this?
No. You want to get, you gotta have some whoosh, you know? You're not, you're not doing the whoosh, you know what I'm talking about?
He
doesn't know what he's talking about, he's never done this before in his life.
Yeah, I have significantly more money than him right now.
He's broke.
Hey, I got money! Yeah. It's just not here with me right now.
Well,
I couldn't carry it.
We took all of the money from the boat, we have nothing else.
It's just so heavy, all the money that I have. That I can't carry it with me, you know?
He's lying.
I suppose that depends on how weak you are, so yes, maybe.
I'm strong.
Wait, Chip. You keep your money in a boat?
Well, then it is not true.
No,
oh,
I keep
yeah,
it in a bank safe.
Wait. So if you keep your money in a boat, then I guess you could say it's an onshore account?
Leave the jokes to me, buddy.
Hey guys, Charlie Slimesicle here. I really hope you guys are enjoying the episode. And can I just say, Ranbu is easily my favorite guest that we've had on this whole campaign. Ranbu's great. Go follow him over on Twitter at Ranbu Says Stuff, YouTube at Ranbu, and of course on Twitch over at Ranbu Live. And of course, you guys know what's coming next. If you're new to the show and you aren't pledged to our Patreon, go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/justrollwithit. We do a Just Rolled With It after these next episodes with Ranbu, where we talk about his character and everything that happened. That's going to be going up after the little casino mini arc. We also just released our first Just Roll What If, where we play out a full session of a What If storyline. In this one, it is a version of the Patreon campaign, which there is also one of, where we're fucking superheroes. I play a mystery-solving teen named William Wisp, who has ghost powers. There is so much good content over there. It's produced as well as the show, and just go check it out. You will not regret it, and I put as much into that character as I do Gillian. If you guys like Just Roll With It, you will love fucking Prime Defenders over on Patreon. Go support us over there, because God knows we're going to need it after we gamble all of our money away in the rest of this session. Enjoy, guys.
Sip, how much did you bet on the blackjack table again?
I don't think I said anything, but I probably would have just thrown money at it. I don't know. I probably didn't even think about it. Just threw money on the table.
Roll a D100. Let's
okay.
Find out.
Sure.
Let's find out how much. I bet 52 gold.
Okay, so you got 104 back.
Nice.
Yeah, I do.
Nice.
All right, so as you guys are walking around now, Clorton, you've seen a lot of these attractions already. You guys kind of move through one of the sections, which is built mostly for like a stage of dancing. There's disco, there's a bunch of different colored spotlights, and people dressed very minimally, dancing around, kind of like a mini rave in this part of the casino. And then you go to a different section, which has like amusement park attractions. This area is much taller and bigger than you ever expected it to be from seeing that one side of the ship. But the most interesting like attractions or games that you guys pass by that you can decide from, besides the blackjack that you guys started at, there's a game called High or Low Tide, which is just it's a 10 GP buy-in where you guys can double your money if you win. There's a game called Muscle Man, M-U-S-S-E-O, where you it's a strength test game where you take a hammer or a weapon of choice and swing down on a giant muscle clam. There's the Riptide Roulette, which is just a normal roulette spinning board. There's the Ship Shuffle, which has a dealer who an octopus dealer that shuffles six of these like boat containers with a dice under it that if you guess the right one, you can double your money as well.
Oh my God, there's a lot of games in here, man.
Something that catches your eye as you're walking past it in your state of just everything is normal, Gillian, are the Frogtopus races, where you can bet on one of eight Frogtopi or enter your own.
I enter my own. Ooh. I go. I go. Hey, holy shit, dude. Yes, Clorton, there is someone that I would like you to meet.
Oh. Who would that be?
I would like to gingerly take the little globe I have at my hip. It's full of water, and in it you see this pink frogtopus. It's got the head of a frog. It's got the body of an octopus. Just gently presses up a tentacle. This is Pretzel.
Ah. Well, it's nice to meet you. And I just, like, kind of, like, put my finger against the glass, just like...
Don't go too quickly. Quick, she'll ink. Go slow.
go slow.
It's good. It's good. Does she like it, DM? A friend of Clorton is... A friend of Pretzel is a friend of mine.
Absolutely. Pretzel senses no danger from Clorton. And if you're deciding to head to the Frogtopus races, the last thing that you guys pass by are just normal, like a slot type machine, but they're called salts.
Okay.
What can you win from the can you win a Frogtopus from the Frogtopus race?
Yes.
I want to try and win Galore in the Frogtopus. Let's fucking do it.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
All right. It's kind of like a reward choice thing. You can either double your money with your chips that you put into it, or what you bet on, like who you bet
who
on.
Who the hell cares?
Or of course you can ask for one of the the Frogtopi racers.
Pretzel is more valuable than all of the currency in all the seas.
Okay, roll a 1d8 to decide what number Pretzel is going to be.
Clorton, do the honors. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know Pretzel is number one, but we shall roll this silly die.
Let us see. Number seven.
Okay, no, but sure.
I
put Pretzel in number seven.
All right. It's this long, almost like a fish tank that is this open covering. There's no ceiling on it. There's no roof that covers it, and you just let her in there. And it's like it looks like an underwater raceway that just goes straight forward for a little Holy bit shit. And then turns. It looks like a racetrack, but underwater, and specifically for swimming
frog. I want to touch Pretzel as well. Go easy on them, Pretzel. You are too powerful for this place. I cast Minor Prophecy on her as well.
Okay, that gives her a D4?
Yeah, an added D4.
Is there anything else?
What are the other frogtopus look like?
I was just about to say. You see one of the frogtopuses has like a normal, like a team jersey, just kind of like barely put over the head. One of them has like a little beanie cap. And then you see some of them actually have like weapons that are just tied to their tentacles. Like small serrated blades.
Bro, wait, why? It's a race. It's a race. You know what I do? Do I have anything? Glorton, do you have any small weapons?
How small?
Hypothetically small enough like, for a frogtopus to hold.
Small enough for I take out like one of like the toothpick, like a tiny toothpick from like my like coat, and I just go like this.
Perfect. I give Pretzel a toothpick. It's an underwater raceway. I want to use Shape Water to also give her like just a fucking manner of like weapons made of bite. Like she has like a little goddamn like flail, like a little mace.
Choose your weapon.
Pretzel inks just a tiny bit on the tips of her tentacles and then rubs like a little like football lines on her cheeks. And she furrows her brows in the tank, and you hear like a lot. Kind of like a small whistle from the person that's overseeing the races, and they take off. While this is happening, what are Chip and Jay doing?
I'm watching. I'm cheering on like crazy.
Okay.
I've never been more excited for a small creature.
All right.
Wait, am I allowed to put money on them too? I want to put money on Pretzel.
You absolutely can
defeat
bet.
Defeat those
yes.
beasts,
okay.
Pretzel!
Yes. It is actually important for me to know if the three of you want to bet on any of the frogtopus.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be Pretzel.
Pretzel,
all
our
money!
I'll bet 100 on Pretzel.
Okay.
Yeah, I know Pretzel will win, so I bet all my money on Pretzel.
Yeah, me too. Oh, 104.
It's not even something that crosses my mind. I bet 300 gold on Pretzel.
Okay.
I'll bet another 100.
Worry not.
Fuck
this
it.
Is hardly a gamble.
Okay.
It is destiny!
Roll a D, like just a normal D20 for Pretzel.
No need to. She'll do it all now.
What of the Minor Prophecy?
That's plus a D4.
It's plus 4.
Fuck it. Got a 4.
Okay.
Charlie.
Yes! Do I add a D4?
Yes.
Fuck, dude! Pretzel's gonna die out there! I got an 8.
Okay, that's actually fine.
You guys gotta help me! That's, please!
What do you want me to do?
I don't know what I can
Pretzel
do.
Pretzel is cramping. You need to give her your energy.
It's fine.
I kind of just like wave my hand as to like kind of like just like use like wind to blow like a little bit forward during the race. Just like.
Please no interference, you hear from the person overseeing the races. You actually see it's three laps here. To win the first lap, this is what happens with that roll as they're going by. You see that Froctopus number 5 goes for Pretzel with its like no. kind of mini no. chainsaw that it's spinning around on its
what the fuck.
and as it like kind of gets closer to interfere or interrupt Pretzel's movement and go for an attack, it misses completely, and with the icicle that Pretzel has, she slashes towards it, and it gets knocked out of the race as it gets knocked unconscious and does a few backflips back, and
Pretzel,
then just floats
yes!
to the surface, and then she goes, she doesn't make it first, she's actually right now, since there's 8 racers, she's about in 6th place for this first lap. Go ahead and roll another d20 for the second lap.
Okay, I would like to If attack is not what we want, then perhaps speed. I would like to rework these ice shapings. I would like to create an ice propeller.
Okay. Roll a d20 with an advantage. I'll say it happens.
Speed her up. All right, rolling 2 d20s. Okay. It's a 16 plus a d4 is an 18 for Pretzel.
Okay. Yeah. That's perfect.
I'm so more invested in this than whatever the hell this main plot fucking is.
The second lap is a huge improvement. You see Pretzel, the weapons just form into these circular rocket boosters on the back of all 8 of, or no, 4, 3, right? Three or four. How many tentacles? Four tentacles. Four. And it just propels her forward. She boots past the competition and actually gets put into second place.
We have done this before.
Second place on the second lap.
Who's the bastard in first?
Number one.
Which bastard frogtopus is this?
And it's just a frogtopus with a little beanie cap. No weapons.
Okay, I can respect that. I can actually respect that.
All right.
I'm just like screaming at the top of my lungs, like, go, Pretzel!
Yeah!
Like way too loud for this place.
You know what I do? You know what I do? She's still got the jet turbines. I didn't think I'd have to do this. I reach into my pocket. I pull out a pretzel. I break off a piece. And I throw it in her path so that she'll eat it.
Roll another d20 with an advantage.
I'm just watching this, like, having no idea what any of this means.
Haven't needed to do this in a long time.
Oh my god.
Okay, I got a 19 plus... Okay, 1, so 20. Before the plus 20 that Pretzel has to exist. I feel like a fucking crack addict right now.
On the third lap, this number one and number seven, Pretzel and another frogtopus that's green in color with the little beanie cap, they are neck and neck. And as you throw that pretzel in front of her, she immediately lights up with this crackhead expression. Her eyes go
pretzel.
Wide. And she zooms past him, but... For some reason, the number one puts its tentacles in like a spear shape and starts to spin rapidly as if becoming a torpedo.
No.
And then it boosts forward.
No, no.
And right as Pretzel is about to cross the finish line,
no!
You see a green blur zoom past her.
How'd you get above a fucking 20 on an E20 roll, you sick fuck?
I rolled a natural 20 for him.
What? I break
this,
down
this
on the
place
ground.
Is rigged.
I'm in shambles. I'm in shambles.
Winner! Coral, the green frogtopus! And as your runner-up prize, you don't lose any money, but you do not gain a frogtopus or double anything. Any of your bets.
No.
So whatever you guys bet, you do lose that.
Oh, we lost what we bet?
Yes.
Losing all my money.
Wait, everyone or just...
Everyone that bet.
So everything I bet is gone?
Yeah.
Okay, I did bet all my money on that, so. Wait, I'm confused. Shit. Did you say I don't lose it or I do lose it?
No, you do lose the money. You do lose whatever
okay,
you
cool,
bet
cool,
on,
cool,
pretzel.
Cool.
And,
take
and,
it all.
I want to go to the fucking one where it's like the ball under the cups.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah, I want to do that one.
You can do that.
That feels less like gambling and more like... Perception based.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I've had enough of this. I'm not losing anymore. I've had enough to hear. You!
I hate this. I hate
give me
this
all
place.
Your money!
I'm just consoling evil. Gil, just like.
That's all right.
I'm full of a deep evil.
I mean, I only lost like 100 gold. I still have so much more, so I'm pretty much indifferent, but.
Gold is not the only thing we have lost today.
I don't know what else you lost besides gold, honestly.
Pretzel, come back to me. Worry not, my frogtopus there will be a reckoning.
Okay, so Jay, you walk up to the octopus operator who has, you know...
What's he look like in human form? He's clearly human to me.
Okay, right. So, still a man with 8 arms.
Holy shit.
Except it just looks like to you at the moment, whenever he moves his arms, it almost like after images for your vision at the moment. And with your distorted vision, whatever you do here will probably be at disadvantage.
Oh, you kidding me? I'm distorted vision? Oh, that's rough. Okay, yeah, fuck it. I trust my vision.
Okay. All right. So,
I throw all my money on the table.
You get up there, and the operator just invites you to play the game. How much money do you put on? Wait, all of it?
All of it. All of it. It's all going in.
So stupid.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I feel inclined to. I just feel so.
Roll a perception check at disadvantage.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we about to lose all of our money at a casino?
I'm just sobbing.
Every
I'm just
one
sobbing,
of us.
Feeding both Clory and Pretzel all these fucking pretzels.
So I got a 10 both times.
All right, so you see the dice go under boat covering number one.
I close my eyes, and, miss it completely.
And,
I'm like, oh wait.
The operator starts moving the hands rapidly. It looks like he has fucking eight arms, like with the, one of that god with the, you know, the all of the arms. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. Anyways, so he just moves it extremely fast, and then it stops, and a little bit of dust just kind of blows off the table. Which one? You can still guess.
Number five.
He lifts up number five. And there's no dice.
Oh.
No dice.
Would you like to try again?
Did you just lose all your money?
Yeah, I have nothing.
Chip and Clorton, is there anything you guys want to do?
There is something I want to do, but you can go ahead first if you have something.
Clorin is my battle brother now.
All right, I'm gonna go over to the muscle one. I'm gonna go over and play the muscle man.
I walk over sadly with him.
Yeah, I kind of just like have my hand around, just like it's consoling good. Him it's still fine. About his loss. Like okay, it's okay, I'll.
It's okay. Fine.
It's right. It's a 5GP buy-in so minimum. Go. But you can bet more.
Okay, I'll bet, you know what? I'll bet 500 on this.
Oh my shit. God. All right.
All right.
You pick up the hammer, and it is a strength check.
You're going to fucking win, you guest episode, motherfucker.
Okay. Okay. I roll.
I
16.
I want to casually just give him a little shoulder rub. I'm not very enthused about it. I'm going to cast guidance on him anyway. Here, you've got this or whatever.
Okay, okay.
Add a d4 to it.
Add a d4, okay. So that's 16, and then roll d4. 17.
Okay. For this first one, when you bet 500 gold, you raise it all the way up, comes slamming down on the shell, but the shell does not crack, and the bell does not ring. As you see, it just barely get to the top, and then fall back down.
What is this place?
It's okay. You know what my strategy is? Whenever you lose, double your bet. I'm gonna do it again, but with 1,000.
Okay. So that'd be minus 1,500 to your 5,000 gold.
Okay.
Go ahead, roll again. Same D4. You can still add a D4.
Okay. All right.
Add a D4.
Let's do this. That's a 13 this
you
time.
You could be the hero we could not.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. No. Unfortunately, this goes even lower the second time. The shell still does not burst.
Okay.
It's a tough shell.
You know what they say? Every time you lose, double your bet. I'm going to bet 2,000.
And then, wait, hold on.
Okay.
No, don't worry. I'm going to bet 2,000 gold this time.
Minus 2,500. Right. You're about half broke now.
Okay. Well, would it be minus 3,500? Because I bet... 500, then 1,000, then 2,000.
I'm behind him, I've been rubbing his shoulders. I want to, like, put my hands on the hammer as well. We need to strike it as one, Clorton.
You can roll at advantage if you do it that way. I'll allow it for
sure. I can't believe they're allowing that.
There's nobody supervising this particular game.
So would I do two d20s and two d4s, or just two d20s and a 4?
I think it's just two d20s and a 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick the highest d20 and add the 4.
Oh, I am so...
I want you to get this so bad, man. That's why
that
I'm
is
fucking...
A, that is a 14.
It still doesn't crack.
No.
Okay, you know what they say. Each time you lose, and then I look over and realize that I have nothing to double on my bet. Okay, I'm gonna bet 1,500 this time.
But I thought that every time you lose, you...
No, it's,
holy
I,
shit!
It's just all part of the strategy. It's just all part of the strategy. Okay.
Clorton, this is your destiny. I get ready. You start to see the fucking like the hammer start to glow. I'm ready to fucking smite this thing. I'm gonna smite the button.
Okay. All right. So two d20s and a 4.
May the prophecy guide us, Clorton.
Let's do this thing. Okay.
Okay.
Wait. 13 plus 2, and then plus 4. So that's a 19.
Wait.
No,
The strength check, right?
Wait. Which was the highest d20?
Yeah. Is it with strength? Yeah. Plus
strength. 13 was the highest.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just happened to roll a 4 on the other d20.
A 19 total?
Mm-hmm.
I smite it!
What do you? How do you smite it?
I use Divine Smite when I'm holding his hands, and I'm gonna bam kill this. I'm gonna kill it. It's evil. This place is evil. Pretzel's okay. Just in a cloud of black.
Is that a roll to hit?
You've turned Pretzel's sweetheart dark.
can we fucking kill you?
Your bow at the hip is just black water. You can't even see Pretzel at the moment.
No, it's if I hit, I can activate Divine Smite and it does extra damage.
Okay, what is the damage?
Oh, the extra damage to the hit
or
is,
if you roll the hit, yeah.
Well, it's, yeah, so usually it's when you hit with a weapon attack and mm-hmm. it is going to be 2d8 extra damage. Assuming that we were trying to kill this button and not participate in the game.
Right. You roll to hit. Not a strength check.
Okay,
just roll
sick,
to hit.
Sick, sick. Just with strength?
Yeah.
Sure. 12 to hit a button.
Okay, roll the damage.
Oh, thank God. All right. 2d8 for the smite. Okay, I got a 6 and an 8, so 14 radiant damage.
Clorin, you see that the hammer, as you strike it, the bell goes up only halfway before electricity comes from as his hair raises
Clorin!
And his eyes glow. Electricity surrounds the hammer and then enters the shell. The entire machine bursts into a glittering gold of pieces.
Yes!
And you just hear shit shells.
Shop.
As the fucking machine is now broken.
I told you this place would not best us.
Did I win, or what happened?
There's just a bunch of chips spilling out of the side.
Oh, I'm just like, okay, just right here, okay? I'm just gonna pick up just all the ones that I can find. Like, there are people that are like coming in just like, hey, nope, nope, mine. I won this.
Yeah, Jay's in there. Sure. Jay's in there too. She's trying to grab him.
I'll help him pack them all up.
All right. I'll get to that, Chip. What did you want to do?
Okay. So the frogtopus that won. I want to identify the owner of this frogtopus.
You motherfucker.
I want to see who. Why am I? What?
You bastard!
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
What do you think
man?
I'm gonna do? I'm gonna steal.
You're gonna steal his frogtopus? Holy shit!
Yeah!
What the fuck?
I'm gonna catch me a winner.
You see,
that's
whenever...
That's so fucked up, man. You are a bastard.
whenever they walk away sad to go participate in other games, you look up and you see the person that is... the person that is lifting up their frogtopus, the green frogtopus, Coral, out of the water is this beautiful woman with dark, long hair. And glistening emerald eyes in this green sparkling dress. She just pets and you just hear her whisper, "Good job." And then she takes her sack of cash and starts to walk away. Or her briefcase of chips, I should say.
I start to just fucking follow behind.
This is horrifying. It's horrifying.
And I wanna move up right behind her. Excuse me, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Well, I finally won the race, so I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I saw that back there. That was pretty cool. Could I see that little guy? He's cool.
No, this is just like a child to me. I would never hand him over to a stranger.
Oh, of course not. So do you come here often?
Been here for a while.
Been a while? What? Mm-hmm. About how long
have you been? Maybe a few hours at most. Are you having a good time?
Yeah. Can't complain. Lost all my money. Yeah. I got more though. So much more. It's a lot.
Oh, I
keep
see.
Keep it in my ship. It's called the Millennium Chipper. Got a big deal.
She kind of rubs, she lifts her hand towards your collar and just kind of fixes it and gently runs it down the shirt and then says, "You want to help me gamble this money away?"
Yes.
Okay.
I want to do that. I want to do that with you. Mm-hmm.
All right. This woman takes you to Riptide Roulette.
All right.
And how much should we bet?
All of it, sweetheart. Every
What is this?
Throw it high in. Risk or low risk?
You know what I say? I say we risk it all tonight.
What the fuck? <Jesus.
laughs> She kind of sighs heavy, or not sighs, but exhales heavily, and then puts this giant briefcase on the table, and asks to do the high risks bet. Basically, mm-hmm. choose a number between 1 and 20.
Oh, Jesus, man, you're so 7. Dead. You're so fucked.
Why? What the fuck happened? What did I do? What did I do? I've been swindled.
You made all these... You went in there to steal something, and you just ended up getting robbed.
I threw all my... all of my gold was sent. Like, whatever she was betting on, I put it all in.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it,
I look over. Who is it? What does this woman actually look like that's accompanying Chip?
Give me 1 second. What did you roll? Curious.
Wait, I roll? I thought you said choose.
Oh, sorry. What did you choose? My bad.
7.
Okay.
Lucky number.
We'll see.
A metal ball rolls down a track that enters the roulette as the wheel as it's spinning, and you just hear click 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 as it's going across all the different slots and numbers, and you see it land in a black 18.
I'm not paying attention. I'm just looking at it. I'm just like, you hear, smiling too big. Like,
as this happens, I need the three of you. Sorry. Yeah. Three of you.
Three?
To roll another charisma saving throw, this time with advantage. Having
when
lost all of your
when
money.
When you say three, do you mean...
The ones who...
Everybody who got...
Yeah, yeah. The ones who got...
Oh.
Intoxicated.
21.
Okay.
Oh, wow. 19.
Excellent.
Good stuff, guys.
Excellent.
You failed your saves the first time, and I'm still like... I'm like fucking more insane.
Yeah.
As this ball rolls into a number where you lose, you hear no, and you look to your right, and instead of this beautiful woman, it is a large black eel head that looks at you angrily as you have just bet all of its money away, still in the same humanoid body and dress.
That Clorton Chip caught himself a good one.
Jay, you find yourself
what the heck?
Sitting in front of the man who seemed to have 8 arms that becomes an octopus, and you come back to your senses, and then Clorton, for the first time in what feels like hours and hours of being in here, you finally realize that you have been held here almost from the drink, controlled to want to stay.
You know what?
Because
they
for the
say
first
when
time,
you win,
feel a sense
Clorton.
Of wanting to leave.
Well, what do they say?
They say you double it.
I don't know how much I really won from picking up all these chips, but what's going on? Why are there so many fish heads around here now?
Put my hand on his shoulder. This is all completely normal, Clarkson.
This is normal?
Are winning.
I walk back towards Gil and Clarkson.
Well, as you're walking towards them, Chip, you are now standing by this sea horror, looking at you angrily. And you guys reunite.
I jumped. I'm hiding behind like a fucking stool or something.
Then you would notice as Jay is reuniting with Gillian and Clorton as they're by this broken machine, shoveling all of the chips into briefcases. There's these big, muscular humanoids with the shark heads holding their earpieces and saying things like, "We've got woe customers, and they've destroyed the machine. Restrain them quickly." As they're like almost kind of beelining straight towards your group of friends, and then you guys turn as Clorton, as you notice all of these fish heads around you, you see those shark mer sharks kind of coming straight towards you guys, and you know that these are like the guards, the bouncers.
They think they can stop us from going again, Clorton.
I think they can, actually. We should probably get out, maybe. Get out of here, run away.
I wonder
if Gil.
You think Chip would mind if we sold the ship?
A hero never ran out of money. Clorton, and I have a gambling addiction.
Actually, you know what? Me too, but I mean, I prefer to not be. Oh, they are approaching quickly.
Oh, they
actually.
Are right there. Probably,
so if they're coming, yeah, would they I see are. Them coming?
Yes.
You can find me pretty much anywhere under the name Rombu, twitch.tv/RombuLive, or youtube.com/Rombu. I do daily streams, just messing around. You probably see me on the Dream SMP and all that, and yeah.
What's this? A list of the casino's high rollers. The most successful gamblers ever in the Blue Royale Casino. Let's see who's in here. The Big Motherfucking Cheese. He seems to have earned a lot of cheddar. Cake Vape Master 69. Who obscured his cards from the house by using fat clouds. Cat Aesthetic is a name on here. They are barred from the casino. No pets are allowed. Seal, the rat connoisseur. Do they have thumbs, Seal? Tell me, Seal! Do they have thumbs? Cornier Comet is also on here. The gambler from the stars. Creepy Reaper. I have heard the rumors of this undead swindler. Edgy Moss. Oh yes, I have seen her artwork around the casino. You know, Yaloon. It says here they were able to walk away with, 50,000 gold pieces. I know not what that means or how much it is. Good job. Gillian's biggest fan. Is there another Gillian in here? I have a fan. I, Gillian Ty Strider, am a hero. And you too will be one day. Indy Mindy 9. It says here she won 9,000 gold, but traded it all for sticky hands at the counter on the way out. Excellent investment. Jay Newell got 14 full houses in a row. Incredible management of real estate, Jay. JRWI Enjoyer. I enjoy when I get to hit villains with my sword. Jumpiest Venus 34 is blacklisted at the casino as the snake who kept rolling snake eyes. That's cool. King of Ranch says here he put the casino out of money for a week. And of course, out of ranch for a month. Kirby Wafro says here you are excellent at games of strategy and won them repeatedly. I'd like to take you in chess. Non-Ex Lotal says here they were an axolotl that won, well, quite a lotl. Old Man Skeletal, don't trust him and his bone dice. And his actual bones. Reshi Sniffy walked away with a frivolous 3 milli. Riker Kurotu, he robbed the house and now they want to know where he go to. Salutatien. They roll the die and then say goodbye. Serene is actually a skeleton. How many skeletons are in? I do not fear undead, but how many are skeletons in this casino? Viriden. They just keep winning again and again. Your gal pal, Valerie V. Shows here the V actually stands for very much money. Well, these people are indeed impressive in their accolades. And you could be as well if you head over to patreon.com/justrollwithit. Hold on, Chip is trying to gamble my bird.
Stop!